Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Maybe I just need to fully embrace who I've become. It is the old guy that complains about things. Maybe I've always been this person, and I'm just maybe more mindful of it as I'm getting older. This shouldn't even be a hot take. Now, earlier we were talking about Rob is already starting the Christmas season. He's playing Christmas music. He and his wife are now putting up Christmas decorations and ornaments and things around the house, and it just feels a little bit too early to me. It used to be 12 days of Christmas. Now it's 2 months of Christmas. It just seems a little excessive. Now, I am all for the Christmas spirit. I love Christmas. I don't know why we can't just continue to celebrate fall. We then have Thanksgiving. And then when Thanksgiving is over, hey, it's Christmas time, baby. Go ahead and get the tree. Let's get the eggnog. Let's watch Home Alone. Let's watch all your favorite Christmas movies over the course of the next month. I don't know why we can't do it that way, but you know what? You're entitled to do what you want to do. This next take, I don't even think is me being an old guy and being upset. I think it's just common sense based on watching the NFL. So I imagine that my day was a lot like yours yesterday. You do a little family stuff, a little trick-or-treating. You got Thursday night football in the background. You're watching. You got one eye on the game. You got one eye on the kiddos. You got one eye. You're doing a lot of other stuff, right? Well, Rob, I had Devontae Adams to score the first touchdown of the game. I just kind of felt like it's time. It's due. I thought Devontae Adams was going to score the first touchdown of the game. So when the Jets had the ball and they were driving, I was like, hold on. We can go back out and trick-or-treat some more, but let me finish the drive. Let me see how it ends. I wanted to see if my bet was going to cash. Well, it didn't cash. Joe Mixon scored the first touchdown. It wasn't supposed to be Joe Mixon. It was supposed to be, I believe his name is Emmanuel Corley. I believe that's the gentleman's name. For those of you that have seen the play, the Jets run a little end-around, and it was a great play design. And as Corley is running into the end zone, he does the DeSean Jackson. He drops the ball before he gets in the end zone. It is now a touchback, and the Texans get the ball at the 20-yard line because it's a touchback. And I'm beside myself, not because I lost, but because how many times do we have to see a college or an NFL player do this? How hard is it to maintain possession of the ball until you get in the end zone, and then when you get in the end zone, do whatever you want to do? I wish that they even lax the touchdown rules a little bit more than they are. If you want to pick up the pylon and use it like a golf club, great. If you want to dunk the football like Tony Gonzalez used to do, great. Now, there needs to be some rules. I don't think you should have a Sharpie in your sock the way T.O. did, or keep a cell phone underneath the goalpost the way the Joe Horn did, but I like the end zone and the touchdown celebrations. Rob, how do we have to continue to see these football players drop the football at the 1 yard line or right before they go in the end zone that results in a touchback? This happened during a college football game a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember which one it was. Was it the LSU game? I can't remember which one it was. Texan, I'm sure you remember what it was. This college player did the exact same thing that happened last night on Thursday Night Football, and he got real lucky because they didn't overturn it. I thought he let go of the ball before he gets to the end zone. How hard is it to just hold on to the ball all the way through, and then when you get in the end zone, do whatever dance you want to do. I don't care. Spike the football. Throw the football up in the stands. Play duck, duck, goose. Play imaginary sack hop races. I don't care. Hold on to the football. If you were on my team and you did this, this is an automatic fine. This is an automatic $100,000 fine. I got to make this hurt. You got to lose your game check doing some nonsense like this. We're not just, oh, we're going to show you the film and we're going to yell at you. No. This is the automatic $100,000 and or game check fine if you fumble the ball on your way to the end zone and take points off the board. It's the worst thing NFL players do on the field, and it's not close. There is nothing more annoying in an NFL game than watching a running back. It's usually the wide receivers. You're way ahead of everybody. You want to show out. I get it. You just scored a touchdown. Look at me. How did you leave the most important thing behind? Possession of the football. Rob, it's so nonsense. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense at all. And there is a bunch of people who want to, there's a movement, let's call it that, of people who want to change the touchback rule. You know how, like, if the ball goes out of the end zone, I feel like the touchback rule exists because this keeps happening.
Just because of that.
This is the, I agree. A larger punishment is fine. If the Jets want to fine him a game check, live your life. But this is exactly why that punishment exists. Corley is scoring a touchdown. It's not a close play. It's not a great defensive effort. It's none of those things. He just is a step away from the end zone and drops the ball. Get into the end zone.
Score. That's it. Score. Once you score, do whatever. I don't care what you do. I really don't care what you do, but at least score. It's such nonsense is what it is.
And to make matters worse, and we had a little bit of this last night, whenever this happens, we get a review, and we get a lengthy review, and inevitably, we have to have the conversation of he's dropping the ball, but it's still in his fingertips as he's crossing
the line. No.
Is that possession? He's trying to drop the ball.
Yeah, no, we need to have a rule. Whatever your intent was, no. You tried to let go of the football. No, I'm with you. Nonsense. No, it's an absolute penalty.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.